This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The state is warning that COVID-19 deaths could more than double by the end of next month. CPR's Andrea Dukakis reports.
So far, 2,800 people have died related to COVID-19 in Colorado. To more than double that, as the state projects, would be a high bar to reach. It would mean almost three times as many people would die on average each week from COVID-19 compared to the worst week of the pandemic back in April. Rachel Herlihy is the state epidemiologist.
However, if we can reverse the trend and really improve our transmission control, improve social distancing, improve mask compliance, you'll see that we can really decrease the number of deaths that occur in Colorado by thousands.
Herlihy says she wants to encourage people to follow public health guidance during the holidays. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
Most state offices will be closed Friday because 22,000 workers are being temporarily furloughed. Hospitals, prisons, and snow removal won't be affected. The DMV is among the offices closed the day after Thanksgiving. Governor Polis ordered employees to take 4 furlough days to reduce costs during the pandemic turndown. Former Broncos QB Peyton Manning is a semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame in his first year of eligibility. He and former Broncos safety John Lynch will find out in February if they will be inducted next year. 26 in Denver, 27 in Vail, 35 in Grand Junction. This is CPR.